Avoiding social media distraction. Avoiding social media distraction. Hallelujah. Amen. Social media is a major distraction, especially to those who want to live genuine Christian life. It's a major distraction. And distraction is something that deviates you from the original assignment. When we were small, we were told a story about the dog and the tortoise, that they were sent to go and meet God. I don't know whether in heaven or God came down on earth that time. But the sons of men had a meeting and said that they want to send tortoise and the dog to go to God. One will tell God that human being will be dying. Then one will tell God that human being will not be dying. So they say that, looking at dog will run very fast. So they gave him the message to tell God that human being will not be dying. Then they felt that tortoise used to be clumsy in walking. Let him tell God that human being will be dying. So immediately they finished it, dog took off race. Fiam, 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 fiam. And the tortoise didn't see the dog again. So men were on the happy side that their men, the message they want will reach God very soon. But along the way, the dog saw where they were pounding palm nuts. And they have just finished and left some scrap there. So he said, let him entertain himself first. He was there licking the oil. He didn't know when tortoise passed. And before he came back to himself, tortoise has told God that human being will be dying. So they said that is why men used to die. Because by the time dog reached and delivered his message, God said, I have taken note of the first message. So that is it. So the social media is like a place of pounding nuts that is a distraction to many believers. Praise God. And if you are not careful, it will deter you from delivering the message God has given to you. Is somebody hearing me? Hallelujah. How can you attend to God without distraction? Now, I can say that the aim and the objective of what I want to teach now is that you may attend upon the Lord without distraction. That you may attend unto the Lord without what? Distraction. That is, if I'm able to convince you that, by God's grace, I have done well. Praise the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 35, though God was talking about marriage, but there is a verse there I want to emphasize. He said, and this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that ye may attend upon the Lord without what? Distraction. That you may attend upon the Lord without what? Distraction. That is the main thing, because there are many distractions. Hallelujah. So number one, I want to say, how does it distract a believer? How does social media distract a believer? Number one, it turns you away from spiritual walk with God. It turns you away from spiritual walk with God. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 32 to 33. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of the fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number two, it confuses the simple because it engages two or more gates in your life. The social media controls your eyes, it controls your ear, it controls your emotion. Hallelujah. So in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, the Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So how can you keep your heart when your eye is seeing another thing? Amen. If you see Proverbs chapter 4 verse 13 to 15, let's look at it before we... Proverbs chapter 13, I mean chapter 4 verse 13 to 15. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Instruction is your what? Your life. The next verse. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Amen. The next verse. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. Hallelujah. Somebody will wake up early in the morning. You want to do a quiet time, want to pray. But before you know, you hear, you want to know what it is in your phone. Before you know, you enter into Facebook. Before you know, you enter into WhatsApp. Before you know, you enter into TikTok. Before you know, you enter into Instagram. From Instagram, like that, you'll be parabrating. And you will not know time is going on. Before you know, you go to work late and you did not pray again. Praise the Lord. You did not pray again. So that's why we say it confuses the simple because it engages the major gates in your life. The major gates, your eye, your ear. Hallelujah. Social media is very good though because it updates you with information. But social media is like AK-47. If you don't handle it well, you become a victim. Praise the Lord. I am not here to tell you that social media, everything there is evil. But I'm here to tell you that if you're a babe in the Lord, I will advise you, if it is possible, go and buy Nokia Touch. Because if you are not mature and you enter into a big Android phone, the phone will be controlling you. The phone will direct your life. The phone will direct. At a time, you will begin to ask yourself, is Jesus still inside me? Hallelujah. There was a time, I don't know what I pressed in my phone. I don't even know. Before you know, pim, I will see naked person. Then at a time, I had to cry out. I started looking. I went to Chika. I said, please help me. I am entangled. The things that are coming up on my phone are not beyond my control now. Hallelujah. Please don't tell me you are married. Marriage or no marriage, there are things you ought not to look at. Am I talking to somebody? Whether you are married for 20 years or you are as old as myself or older than me, whether your body is not working, immediately you see some things, it will send a signal in your body that will make Jesus to leave your body. Praise God. You are laughing, but I think I will be crying. Hallelujah. You are laughing, but some of you are victims. But you are taking it as a laughing thing now. Social media can send you to hell. One day I was saving the name Abigail, and that was the wife of my member. They gave me her name. I don't know whether I made mistake in writing Abigail. I started seeing whether different kind of thing they were sending from an altar. I don't know whether the altar means Abigail something. I don't know. The thing was pumping up. I said, I don't enter trouble. To log out from it became a problem. They were showing me different images of so there are things that are programmed in the internet that immediately you make mistake, come put another thing, you see another thing. If you put woto woto, you see woto woto. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number three, they tend to control your thought and imagination. Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as a man, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As you think, I think that BA is what I wanted. He said, eat and drink, said he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. As you think in your heart, they will control your thought. Are you hearing me? You will need them to pray. The images you saw will come and block your sight. It will become a block between for you to communicate God. You may be kneeling down, but you're not praying. Hallelujah. What you see controls you. The Bible says, from glory to glory, as you behold him like in a glass. Am I correct? Because you are meditating, seeing it, at a time, the radiation of the glory of God start coming from you. In the same way, when you begin to look at things that are outside God, and you meditate on them, think on them, then you begin to change. At a time, nothing is a sin before you. Anything you say, it doesn't matter. Whether you're going naked, it doesn't matter. Because you already seen naked women and naked men. Anything does not matter. But one thing is this. If you had actually known God before, you will know that you are no longer what you were. Tell yourself the truth. And today, God will deliver somebody here in the name of Jesus. Number four, focus on the flesh is high on social media to showcase the trend of the end time. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, let's take it to 5. This know ye also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boaster, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, and unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, and despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure. Somebody say lovers of pleasure. Pleasure. More than lovers of God. Social media will want you to love pleasure. And you'll be watching and meditating on things that are ungodly. I don't know if you have children, watch them if you give them Android. Sometimes they may be on a website. Immediately you enter, they will log off. Am I talking to somebody? They don't want you to see what they are watching. And if you're a man like me and you're watching some things and your wife enter, you log off, run to another one, you need to repent today. Are you hearing me? Because your wife may not catch you, but the Lord is with you and knew what you were watching. Social media is making television to be pocketable. We call it Android phone. It can log you to anywhere. Hallelujah. We have to be careful what we watch. Five, it is a time killer. It is what? It's a time killer. Psalm 25, verse 5. Lead me in the truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the days. That's the psalm is talking. But some of us are waiting on social media all the days instead of waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many years ago, when I read a book by one blacksmith, a Weibo one, I think Swiss words, and then the book talked about how he rejected television, rejected newspaper. I think he said television is a box of sin or something like that. He doesn't read anything except Bible. And he will read Bible, so that when you start reading a verse, he will complete it for you. Hallelujah. And he prays a lot. And for that reason, the power of God was present in his life. That immediately he sees somebody to preach to, and the person is sick, he will begin to forget, and before you know, he will give you a punch. And that punch, whether you are dead, you bounce back to life. These are testimonies of people that have gone this way before, who are controlled by the Spirit. And there is something that will cause you to separate yourself, because separation is a necessary work for fellowship. You did not hear me? Separation is a necessary work, W-A-L-K, not W-O-R-K. A necessary work you will do for fellowship, to have fellowship with God. Amen. Or to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. A minister needs a solitary place for word and meditation. In Mark chapter 1 verse 35, let's take it to verse 36. Mark chapter 1 verse 35. The Bible said the voice of... I didn't say verse 3. I said 35. Mark 1:35. Okay. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and separated him into, okay, departed into a solitary place, and there did what? Pray. When you are going to a place to pray, if it is possible, don't go with your phone. Hallelujah. Especially if your phone is Android phone. Because you will not know the thing is a spirit. Something will tell you. You have not checked WhatsApp to know those who send message to you. From sending message, you start downloading videos. From downloading videos, start watching. From watching, before you know, you say, okay, let me know what is happening in Nigeria. Let me check Facebook. Let me check other places. Then you will while away time instead of separating yourself to pray. So when you want to separate yourself to pray, like I am here, my phone is in permanent silence. If you are calling me, I will not know. So if you had called me when we were here and I did not answer, it's not because I don't have my phone, but because I'm not even looking at it, unless probably I want to check Bible. I have also hard copy Bible, so I can check from any side. So, but what we are saying here is that a minister needs quietness. Let's see verse 36. When Jesus went to pray, then Simon and they that were with him followed after him. Followed what? After him. He taught them that early in the morning, somebody need quiet, some of us call it quiet time. We need a time to pray. We need a time to pray. Somebody say a time to pray. But if you are not careful, you will not be able to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Distraction will not allow you to hear from God. Distraction will not what? Allow you to hear from God. In Genesis chapter 13, if you read the Bible very well, Genesis chapter 12, God called Abraham. And Abraham obeyed him and went. But one distraction followed him. Do you know that distraction? Lot. Lot was a lot of distraction. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then when God blessed Abraham, did you see where the Bible says God bless Lot? God bless Abraham. But because blessing can be contagious, Lot contacted the blessing. At a time, Lot started persecuting Abraham, the headmen of Lot and the headmen of Abraham started quarreling. But if you see in this verse 13, the Bible says, now, let's see it. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. Let's look at it. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him. After what? That Lot was separated from him. Abraham did not hear God again until Lot separated from him. Some of us here are no longer hearing God because of social media. Your contact with social media has made you be reduced to ordinary loaf of bread. And the devil is just waiting to drink you like tea. In other words, somebody here, you will control your use of your phone to separate yourself from social media, especially those ones that causes what? Distraction, so that you will reconnect to God. In short, when I was praying this morning, God said that some people here need to give their life to Jesus, repent again from their contact, because some of us used to do some spiritual things, but social media has made you that you are no longer what you used to be. Today, I will give you privilege to repent and then decide that from here, you are going, that's why we come together, that we might be made. Hallelujah. We come here together so that we will see ourselves in this light of not being distracted as a minister. Amen. And if you know the source of your distraction and attack it and do what you are supposed to do, you will return back to glory. In the name of Jesus. Let's see verse 14. And the Lord, verse 15. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed after you, after to thy seed forever. The next verse. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. 17. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. The last verse is 18. Then Abraham moved his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is the Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. So after this meeting, somebody will rise up and possess what God has given him. And rising up to possess what God has given you, you have to allow the Lord in your life to do what? To live. It might be painful. Hallelujah. You might have been addicted to something that you used to watch in social media, but how much time does it consume? There might be some groups in your WhatsApp page you need to delete. Hallelujah. Sometimes I can see in my WhatsApp page a group, somebody entered my name. Sometimes I don't even know the person who entered. I don't even, if you look at it, some of them have up to 500 messages, which I have not, I will not even open it. Because some of them you open, before you know, talk less about this one they call networking. Some people want to make money out of you. And before you enter, before you know, they put you in a secure one. From there, you are already doing a business, you don't know the foundation. Praise God. So distraction will not allow you to hear from God. Amen. Let me just summarize the summary on what I saw in my research as social media distraction. It fills our mind with porn. Did you hear me? It fills our mind, that filling our mind with unnecessary pornography, which we ought not to look into. Number two, filling our mind with hatred from hateful people. There are people in the social media who will be talking many things, saying many things, and then before you know, this pastor is attacking this pastor. Then you want to turn back and answer. If somebody is talking against you, and you turn to answer that person, you have backsliding, no? Backsliding is marching forward and you are now turning to answer the person talking against you. Hallelujah. And then you see war in social media because of then number three, filling our mind with anxiety of the future. What will happen tomorrow? During the time of election, you see some people, we were put, especially these blockers, they will cut and paste messages that are not even related and you think it's true. Social media lie a lot. They lie. Some people are putting information to make sure they get people's attention so that they will make, share it. Click the share button and begin to share it. The more you are sharing it, then his number will be increasing. And then the more they are making profit from your pocket, from your data. I was speaking with one of my daughters in the Lord in Jos, and she told me that they used to buy up to 20,000 naira data. 20,000 naira data. That is somebody's salary. Am I correct? Some of us, they don't have money for offering, but they don't fail to be on in the internet. They spend a lot of money to buy data, and you buy data, you may even buy 3 gig. Before you know, Fieralam, you watch this video, then he will tell you, you can now buy another one. You see, 3,000 naira, but you know you can buy a plate of food for 1,000. So you have eaten 3 plates of food, and yet you are hungry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So again, number four, filling our mind with prejudice against other people, other races, other, somebody will just share his own view about something, then you put your mind into it and begin to talk things you don't even know. Hallelujah. Number five. Filling your mind with depressing thoughts from online bullying. Those who like to kick somebody from in the Facebook or in whichever social media. Then one thing I know, I don't know your own view about TikTok. People open their mouth there, and there are pages you will come. They don't have shame to say some things. Especially some young ladies that say they are, don't know what they are. But as a child of God, we have to refrain. Let's just look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. And then we'll be rounding up very soon now. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart. May the peace of God keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever thing that are true, whatsoever thing that are what? Honest. Whatsoever thing that are what? Pure. Whatsoever thing that are lovely. Whatsoever thing that are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. There are things we are supposed to think on, and there are things we ought not to think on. Hallelujah. We have to be careful, because whatever you allow, be allowed. Then whatever you reject, will be rejected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is your distraction in ministry? Handle your distraction and let it go. Hallelujah. Separate yourself from distractions now. I want you to write down some of your distractions. Find what are your distractions. You need to write them down. You need to do what? Write them down. What are the things distracting you? It might not be social media. It might be another thing. The thing that might be distracting you may be your house girl. Maybe your house boy. Hallelujah. The thing that is distracting you may be one thing or the other, apart from what you see in the social media. This meeting is targeted towards you are identifying your distraction and dealing with it here. So that as you are living here, the glory of God will return back to your life. In the name of Jesus. So write down your distraction right now. What are the things that are distracting you? What are the things that are confusing you? What are the things that are bringing war in your spiritual life? What are the things you hated before, but you love them now because you didn't know when the spirit entered? Everything we do, most of them, you see in the net, they are controlled by one spirit or the other. And immediately they enter you, you will not know. Your life will change. Hallelujah. Most men who used to have extramarital sex, they don't know when it starts. It starts by watching something. From there, they do something. Then they start having family problem. Because there is no way you will have an outing with another woman and come back and still talk kindly to your wife. Before you know, the language will change. You begin to wonder. In the same way, immediately you begin to interact and romance with social media to the extent that even where it is contradictory to the word of God, then you are still opening your eyes and heart to it. One strange demon will jump inside you. And you will discover you are not able to pray. You discover you are not able to read the word of God again. Before, when you read the word of God, you get rhema. But when you read, you have a closed heaven. We are here to get those heavens open backward for us again. In the name of Jesus. So this morning, I just want you to rise up on your feet in these few minutes that remain, and then somebody here will say, God, this is my distraction in life. Your distraction may be a human being. Your distraction may be somebody you saw in social media and then contacted the person. Your distraction may be one thing or the other. I don't know what is distracting you. But God is saying that you need to turn away. You need to turn back. You need to turn back. You need to ask God, show me mercy. You need to ask God. It's when you put your hand into a matter. In Igbo, asina oshimili adeli onyona hohokwe. You must step into the thing first. Then you'll be testing whether it's deep or not before you know you're drowned. But somebody standing on the land and watching the thing, nothing will happen. So until you say, if you press this to enter, you press, then you don't enter. You don't enter, be say you don't enter. Sometimes you don't even know how to go out. And if you even want to go out, the thing is still coming. The Lord is going to help somebody here. If you are here and you know you are a trap, you have entered this trap and it's worrying you, all eyes closed, I want you to raise your hand wherever you are, because God will do something in your life now. If you know social media is a trap to you, as I have said many things, and you want God to deliver you, I can see hands that are raised, and I can see people who raise their hand. I want to pray for you now. And I want to pray, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, our Father, cause the grace of God we receive from salvation to come back to us. In the name of Jesus, I decide today to live by the leading of the Spirit of God. Not by the leading of social media or by the news I see in social media. I decide today to read the word of God and meditate on it so that I will have a true success. In the name of Jesus, somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we shall not be victims of all we have had. I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will cause us to be in control of ourselves, in control of our eyes, in control of our ears, in control of our mouth, so that we will be able to live the life you want us to live. As we begin to separate ourselves back to you alone, Father, let the Holy Spirit return back to us. Let us get the sensors to be able to sense your direction. Cause our ear to hear you calling us again. Cause our eyes to see your glory back. So that everywhere, God, the devil has made us to be blind because we decided to open a door for the Satan to enter, today we block that gate again. And we pray that your grace will cause us to alight and then to arise and shine. For today, our light has come. In Jesus' name we pray.